Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, wherever they're listening to us from, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, which includes William and his buddies up there in Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco oil worker friends over in Saudi Arabia, and let's not forget the Merchant Marine either. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. By the way, get in the chat room so you can talk to us, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we got quite a crew there in the chat room tonight. I've just said hello to Cousin Vinny, and Al's in there, and let's see, I think Richard the Marine's in there. I'm not sure if Mel's in there or not, but Kyle is still in there, Kyle Warren, and let's see, Jeff is in there. Quite a crew. All right, well, let's say the pledge to get rolling here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, let's take a look at some numbers here after the Super Tuesday. We've got Joe Biden sitting up on top with 566 delegates. Now, I don't think that includes Maine, because he just won Maine, and I'm not sure how that gets divvied up. But Bernie Sanders is behind him at 501, so there's a 65-delegate advantage there to Biden. He is the leader at the moment. Then you got Elizabeth Warren with 61. You've got Michael Bloomberg, who's no longer in the race as of yesterday, with 53. He threw his support behind Joe Biden. Then you've got Mayor Pete with 26, Amy Klobuchar with 7, and Tulsi Gabbard with 1, thanks to the American Samoa Island. All right. Now, you know, here's an interesting fact that nobody's talking about, but I'm going to talk about it right now. Joe Biden actually made the opioid crisis worse. Now, Joe Biden had decades to prevent and then solve the opioid crisis, and he failed. President Trump is actually getting it done right now, because Joe Biden just unveiled his new policy proposals to combat America's opioid use, but nothing can change the fact that Biden did nothing as the death surge when he was the vice president under Barack Obama. And in fact, the policies he oversaw while in office actually made the crisis worse. Now, in addition to wrecking countless lives with the 1994 crime bill during his time in the Senate, Biden's priority was legislation that policy experts agree made the opioid epidemic far more deadly. Now, Biden pioneered legislation that decreases the likelihood of people to call 911 if they witness a drug overdose, and even has led to prosecutors filing homicide charges against drug overdose victims' loved ones for not calling law authorities. Now, Biden also took his poor judgment to the Senate and along into the Obama-Biden administration as well. He oversaw a sketchy deal with Iran-backed Hezbollah that shielded the terrorist organization's billion-dollar drug trafficking enterprise from U.S. law enforcement in exchange for Iran's support for the failed nuclear deal. And after four decades of Biden's failures, President Trump is finally now cleaning up Biden's mess. President Trump kept his promise to fight the opioid crisis, and his unprecedented leadership has led to the first decline in drug overdose deaths in the United States in nearly 30 years. And again, folks, Joe Biden failed as a senator. He failed as a vice president. And now, after nearly 45 years in the federal office, he's asking to become your president? I don't think so. And if Biden survives the Democratic Party, voters in November will have a clear choice between his failures and empty promises and President Trump's record of delivering real results and saving lives. And that is exactly what's going to happen. And if you don't remember that, just Google opioid and attach Biden's name to it and see what you get. You'll find out what I'm talking about is absolutely spot on correct. Now, the other thing is we have been watching everything that's been transpiring here with the Democrats and their schematics, if you will, with what they've been trying to do. And you've got Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren right now trying to team up together to come up with some sort of plan that they can work with together to go after Joe Biden and defeat him and bring the progressive Marxist left, hard left wing into the mainstream of the Democratic Party so they can take control of the party, which is what Bernie's been trying to do ever since 2016. Now, keep in mind, Bernie just won four states in the Super Tuesday election, the biggest one being California. Biden won 10, and if Sanders hadn't won California, he would have been trailing Biden by a couple of hundred delegates right now. Think about that for a second. All right, coming right back, Kathy Curtis is going to give you the info as to how to reach us. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Let me ask you a question. How much pain is too much pain? And if you're in pain right now and maybe have been for a while, is $19.95 too much to see if you can get out of pain? Well, that's called the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. And you can find out what I found out about some 3 years and 11 months ago by trying that. It took me about 2 weeks for it to get into my system and start to really work. And by the end of the third week, it just absolutely flat out did what it was supposed to do. Now, I will tell you, if you're taking some of that heavy-duty pain medication, but you've wondered whether or not you need it because you got some days where you feel better than others, that's kind of an indicator to you that you don't need to be taking that heavy-duty pain stuff. So I want you to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, take a look at the little tutorial that's there. It'll tell you about Relief Factor. Pardon me. It'll tell you what's in it and how it's all natural and how it works for you. And it's very affordable, too. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Get the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and see what it does for you. After all you got to lose is pain, right? Relieffactor.com/captain. All righty, we'll go to the telephone lines. I'm not sure, but I think I got Nelson on the line. Is that you, Nelson?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. I thought I'd talk about the Supreme Court and what was said about the Supreme Court. Is
well,
okay?
And let me just point out to you, I've already told the people to call their senators and tell them to get on board with Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri. He's going to bring forth a censure resolution against Chuckie Schumer today.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. I thought I would allude to the 1936 argument that President Franklin Roosevelt had with the nine old men. He took office in 1933, the head of the New Deal, and the Supreme Court had been kicking out a whole lot of the legislation. And in 1936, when he was reelected, he said that he wanted to change the makeup of the Supreme Court. All those over 75 would have someone named to vote with that Supreme Court member who already was 75, and he had it in a bill in the Congress, and the progressives, the Democrats, were the ones that killed it at that time.
Yeah, I was going to say that never went through.
That's right. It never went through. Mm-hmm. And the coarseness of the debate due to the progressives of today,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is blood in the water. And we have changed. And that coarseness is evident by what our senator from New York said. And he ought to be hogtied and have his ears pierced and a whole bunch of things because he's gone way beyond the pale.
He needs to be censured, and if he's censured, then he would have to resign as a minority leader because he would not be able to get up on the Senate floor and say one word.
That's right. And I would ask for more information on one aspect of what you did talk about earlier, and that was that my understanding is that the only time a congressman, a senator, is immune to what he has said, what she has said, is on the floor of the House or the Senate itself.
Anywhere in the Capitol grounds, my friend. Anywhere in the Capitol grounds.
I had never heard that before.
Yep, because that's why they can stand out on the steps of the Congress outside the chamber and say whatever they want.
Okay. Well, at some point in time, could you throw out the legitimacy of that, the proof of that? Because really, this is, I think.
Well, it's under the House and the Senate rules, so I'd have to go into the rules, the specific rule to find it. But that's what they're going by. That's what they're going by, and they believe that they are immune and exempt. But I believe somewhere along the line, they're going to step over that line.
Okay, well, if the authority figures do say that, then obviously I've been wrong over the years. But on the other hand, it's like if they say they said it on the floor, they could say it anywhere.
Sure.
But if they said that whatever it is that they said it on the floor, then they're covered.
Yeah.
Even if they're talking in San Francisco or Boston or whatever.
Yeah, but it's more than the floor. It's more than the floor, though, Nelson, because they can stand right out on the Capitol steps and do the same stuff they do inside, and they're also immune, specifically because it's on Capitol grounds. That's their little domain.
Right. Can I give you a little history of that Supreme Court building?
You got about a minute to do that, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they built it in the early 30s, under authorized by Hoover and put together by Franklin Roosevelt. But that used to be a prison. That ground that the Senate building, that the courthouse building is on, was land that was occupied by a prison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Nelson. Take care. All right, and that's Nelson. He brings up some interesting points. I'll have to research that during the day. I can't do it right now. But I'll see if I can find the specific House and Senate rules that give them that immunity that we keep talking about, that they know that they're exempt from any type of civil action because of the fact that they're staying right there within their confines. Now, they're not going to go out and get into the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue a mile away where they don't have that exemption and say the same thing, because then they could be held responsible. But what you need to do with Chuck Schumer is, because of the comments he made, I think everybody can agree they were out of line. Even the Democrats can agree to that one, that he was totally out of line by making a threat, and he did make a threat against the Senator Gorsuch and Senator Kavanaugh, or Senator, Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh. He did make a threat against both of them that we can censure him. And Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is introducing that legislation today, that resolution today, to censure Chuck Schumer. Now, just like years ago, when they did it with in the House with James Chaffetz, it made him totally quiet. He could no longer say anything on the floor of the House of Representatives, so technically he couldn't do his job. He could never get up there and say anything. He could vote, but he couldn't utter any discussion about why he was voting this way or that way or anything like that. So the other thing is, this is the best thing that could happen to Schumer, because he would have to give up his minority leader position, because the minority leader has to be able to stand up on the Senate floor and get involved in conversations with the other side. That's what they do. They go back and forth. So Dick Durbin, who's the number two, would become the Senate minority leader, I'm sure, while Chuck Schumer was being censured during the remainder of his term in the Senate, whatever that happens to be, whether it's 2 years or this year or 4 years from now or whatever the case might happen to be, he would be censured. So isn't that something? So give him a call. Call the Senate today. Tell your senator, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. Give him your zip code. You'll get your senator. You got two of them, remember. And tell them that you want them to vote for Josh Hawley's resolution, the Republican senator out of Missouri, to censure Charlie Schumer. Now, this is all over this abortion thing that was going up. Remember that. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, go.
Hey, as far as the House or Senate rules go, Supreme Court will never get involved in any of that. That's their business, and the Supreme Court historically stays away.
Correct.
On how that branch of government conducts its own business.
Correct.
So trying to take it to the courts would be a waste of time. Nobody would hear it. So I just thought I would...
But we could certainly censure Schumer.
Yeah, you could certainly do that. I don't know if you have the numbers right now, because I think a lot of Republicans would side with him. So it'd have to be a little more than that, by what he did to Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, what he said about that. But I kind of doubt, you know, censuring a senator is so rare, it would have to be something a lot worse than what he did. That's my viewpoint. That was
okay.
My experience with it.
All right. So, well, thank you very much, my friend.
Okay, and I will talk to you next week.
You got it. Thank you. And that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. And Terry is, let's see, who is this? Al is saying Nebraska needed to do that with Ernie Chambers. They needed to do it, Al, or they did do it? I'm not sure who Ernie Chambers is. But anyway, here comes the music. Our first military and veterans news segment is coming up right around the corner here, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live across the country to great radio stations across the United States as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly 415-2 to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. A Senate vote expected Thursday. Almost 200 people infected here in the U.S. At least 11 people have died, 10 of them in Washington State. More than 90,000 people infected around the world. Vice President Mike Pence, who's leading the Corona Task Force, telling reporters,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
On Wall Street, another wild session with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a 4.5% gain. The NASDAQ up 334 points. The S&P 500 up almost 127 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, they have two campuses to serve you, and you will become an aviation maintenance tech.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdered Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdered Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
We'll be right back.
Are you awake yet? A little thunderstruck bringing you in here this edition of the Truckers Highway Environment Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Get that out there. Get the buds going again there for anybody that was drifting off on me. But it's going to be frigid in the northeast, frigid in the southeast. We got some hard freeze warnings up for parts of North Florida, for parts of southeastern Georgia, up in the panhandle. So it's a chilly morning. Lows wind chill factors in the 30s right here where I'm at, and cooler yet further up the line. Now, I will tell you that gusty winds are going to consume most of the northeast corridor of the country today, and that's going to bring about the lake effect snow machine. Now, because of the way the wind's blowing right now, it's blowing in a different direction from the northwest, which means that the snow is coming from Watertown down 81 to about Cortland, down in as far down as Cortland right now, and also over in the Binghamton area in the higher elevations, the foothills there. And then across from Oswego all the way to Buffalo, you've got snow, lake effect snow, hanging pretty much close to the lake. So 104, more of it's going to be air up there than versus the thruway, although you will have some flurries along the thruway. Now, there's a little area of snow because things have changed. It quit snowing in Pennsylvania, except for the northwestern area east of Erie, right along the New York state line, about a 20-30 mile patch of lake effect snow there right now. And you've got some snow flurries up in Maine tonight, and some really cold temperatures, some of the coldest temperatures of the winter so far, up in upstate New York, up in Vermont, the mountainous areas of western Massachusetts, and the upper mountainous areas of New Hampshire, and the northwestern mountainous areas of Maine. So keep that in mind. Now, coming on down the line, you've got wind is the problem. Gusty winds in the western part of Tennessee tonight, Memphis, the eastern part of Arkansas, certainly in Mississippi tonight, northern part of Mississippi. You've got winds there across the northern part of the state. That's all part of the cold front. And, of course, with the winds that are blowing, with the winds that are blowing tonight, we've got temperatures tonight that aren't all that conducive to mankind or dogs or anybody else, because let me just refresh my screen here and get a new temperature reading. We've got 46 degrees here where I'm at the airport, not counting the wind chill factor. And the wind out there, we've had some gusts over 20 miles an hour, and of course that brings the wind down pretty substantial. But let's drift on out to the northwest, because out in the northwest you've got a lot of moisture along the coastal areas from Washington State and Oregon, but in the mountainous areas, oh boy, snow and plenty of it. A winter snow warning is up east of Seattle on I-90, all the way from Snoqualmie, all the way across to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, into the western part of Montana, and that is going to be moving to the east. Now, you've got a general snow south to Coeur d'Alene, down into Idaho, so keep in mind what's going on down there. And then also, around most of the higher elevations of Oregon and Idaho, to include the Cascade, Cabbage, okay, for sure. You have snow and Cabbage. You've got snow down to Pendleton going down Cabbage, so be advised of that. You've got snow along the I-5 corridor in the mountainous areas east of I-5, and to the west of I-5 towards the coastline, it's all rain right now, all rain, all the way down past Portland, Oregon, down halfway through Oregon, and it looks like all the way now to Medford, Oregon, we have rain on and off. So keep that in mind. Also, snow in the Medford, Oregon area to the east of Medford. Now, also, cold weather and bitter cold, freezing temperatures in the Rio Grande Valley tonight. So anybody going on down there, make sure you get your woolies with you. And keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And a lot of you, during Christmas time, if you're out there on the highway looking for a place to stay, I would strongly suggest if there's a Pilot or Flying J near you, you might want to be there, because they will be open regardless of what's going on. They will be open. That's what they do. They stay open on all the holidays because people still get out there and travel on the highways and byways. That's what they do. All righty. Let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Well, the I word happened, but that's not necessarily where I'm going to go. We had a question that was asked us. I'm going to go there eventually after the top of the hour. But we had a question that was asked us, and I sent you the question from Steve in Thailand. So you got it there in front of you, right?
I don't have it in front of me now, but...
Okay, well, the question was about what happens, let's see here, if the House holds up the impeachment Senate trial by not sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, can or will the do-nothing Democrats continue with impeachment efforts using some other reason?
The answer to that is yes. But they don't need to, because they have already impeached. Now, they're looking to continue to impeach. And they can do that. They can impeach because he wears green socks instead of black socks.
Mm-hmm.
They can impeach for any reason that they want. Doesn't necessarily mean it would be successful, but they can go down that path. Now, it was actually Steny Hoyer who came up with the concept of delaying, of the sending of the articles of impeachment from the House to the Senate. And that is why her caucus went into several discussions about it yesterday, because the very last vote that should have happened before the House adjourned was the resolution to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. They did not vote on that resolution.
Okay, well, we've got a follow-up question from Joe Bag of Donuts. He says, isn't the president then denied his right to a fair and full trial by the delay? Can this be appealed to the Supreme Court?
No, it will never go to a Supreme Court. It stops at the Senate. That's why the Chief Justice comes over and presides.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate is the trial. Consider what is really happening like this. When the impeachment happened in the House, it's kind of like a grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand jury essentially voted to indict.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then from there, it goes to a trial. And now you have a situation where they're talking about that they would never have a trial. So with that said, essentially, Nancy can say he was impeached, but she's not going to give Trump the opportunity to say he was found not guilty.
All righty, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be back with more. I mean, this is nuts. Granted, it's nuts. And the Democrats have changed the rules in midstream because they can, because they're in charge. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.